We're so glad you joined us today for Sharing the Victory, the weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports. The baseball season is underway, and our special guest today is Ben Zobrist of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Regardless of what other people think of us or see us as, where are our hearts? Because that's what matters to the Lord. The Lord doesn't care about what everybody else sees. He cares about what he sees, and he sees the heart.
And you'll hear from Ken Hutcherson, a pastor and former football player.
To do sports God's way, every play you play for the glory of God. If you're a great player for God, man is always going to see you as a great player.
It's now time to introduce the host of Sharing the Victory, University of Nebraska assistant football coach, Ron Brown.
Thanks for joining us today, and I hope you're having a blessed Easter weekend. And when I think about Easter, I can't help but think about resurrection. I can't help but think about things dying and something coming to life. And it's an incredible time of year when you think about it here, at least here in America, because there are a lot of little animals that are born, you know, at that time. And you're reminded of new birth as grass and flowers start to bud. Certainly, Jesus rising from the dead was a new birth in this respect, that the old died, that Christ died on a cross for our sins, that the old man could die. And if Jesus never rose again, we'd be in trouble, because it would just be, well, he sacrificed, but there would be a sacrifice with no return. And the reality of it is that we get to trade our old life for Jesus' brand new life. Today, we begin the show with Ben Zobrist. He plays for the Tampa Bay Rays in the major leagues. And Ben and the Rays made it to the World Series last season before losing to Philadelphia. Ben is a very versatile player for the Rays, able to play every position on the field except for pitcher and catcher. I was able to talk to him recently and asked him how Christ works in his life during the off season to prepare him for baseball.
Well, you know, in the off season, it's just really a great time, number one, for us to get involved with our church again back in Nashville, Tennessee. And we really enjoy that time, you know, just hearing our pastor on a regular basis and being with our church family. And baseball-wise, you know, I just get my workouts in and really try and get prepared for the next spring training as best I can. I have a buddy of mine that's a Christian friend that trains me, and we get after it with our training definitely in the off season. And I'm really working on things with my swing on a regular basis as well.
Ben, I have done some research on you, and I know that you really take a great deal of time in wanting to be excellent in baseball, but you also talk about using your spiritual gifts. And I think that's something that here in America, as Christians, it's something that we neglect a lot, that God really has these specific roles and talents and gifts that he's called us for, and we, in combination with our brothers and sisters in Christ, make a complete picture of who Christ is when we put them all together. Have you sensed what your spiritual roles and gifts are?
Yes, somewhat. I think it's kind of a work in progress and kind of learning it as life goes on, you know, what things the Lord you know, has kind of gifted me to do that I wasn't able to do really before. But then there's also talents and abilities that he's just given to us from a young age, regardless spiritually, that we can use for his glory as well. And in a lot of respects, the Lord has just used us to be examples for a lot of people of just trying to live a spiritually uplifting life, regardless of the surroundings and the environment, you know, during the season. And then in the off season, to really try and take a back seat and serve as much as we can, because we're kind of put in the limelight so much during the season that it's great in the off season. Our church family gives us the opportunity to serve in small ways whenever possible. So whatever we can do to serve the body of Christ, we try and take advantage of that.
We're talking to Ben Zobrist, the outstanding utility baseball player for the Tampa Bay Rays. Was in the World Series last year. You're a highly visible athlete, being on that caliber of a baseball team, and you're known across America. And one of the things that I've really noticed in our culture today is that we have a celebrity idolatry. You know, we idolize celebrities, and I think that's true in the church. I think we tend to think that the most visible Christians are the most powerful Christians, the most influential ones. And I think that is clearly against what Scripture teaches. They can be, but I don't think that's a prerequisite for influence. And so I just wondered how you handled that, because I would imagine a lot of people want to point to you. Maybe it's in your church, maybe it's in your community, and they want to highlight you, and there's a lot of autographs and a lot of attention given to you. How do you, first of all, help others stay in perspective on that? And before that happens, I would imagine yourself.
Well, you know, it is really tough, you know, because obviously influence does not necessarily mean you have integrity and you deserve to have that influence over people. But the culture kind of puts you in that position sometimes. And I think just for us realizing that people are watching us, whether we like it or not, when you're a Christian especially, you know, when people know that you're a believer, regardless of your position in the society, your friends or the people around you on a regular basis that aren't believers, they're watching and they're waiting to see you mess up and waiting to see you give them an excuse as to why what you believe is not the right thing. Hmm. And so for us, it's just kind of really just trying to be good examples. You know, I've been given a lot of opportunities to speak and kids and a lot of people, you know, and share my testimony, because people obviously want to know professional athletes, you know, that is a believer. How does that work? You know, because you see so many of the opposite examples on TV, because the media kind of blows that out of proportion. But, you know, our focus is just to, where are our hearts? Regardless of what other people think of us or see us as, where are our hearts? You know, and because that's what matters to the Lord. The Lord doesn't care about what everybody else sees. He cares about what he sees, and he sees the heart.
Amen.
You know, that's what we just have tried to focus on.
Well, Ben, first of all, I just want to congratulate you on a great season this past year, and I know God has got a great plan for you through baseball, but I really enjoy your perspective, man. I really appreciate how you're plugging into your church and identifying your spiritual gifts and really wanting to serve the kingdom through Jesus Christ. So thanks for all that you're doing, and thanks for being on Sharing the Victory with us today.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
That's Ben Zobrist, the utility man for the Tampa Bay Rays, plays a variety of positions, an outstanding major leaguer who's been bounced around all over the place, has gone through injuries, but was a World Series performer with us today here on Sharing the Victory. If you want more baseball action, then you'll want to check it out on the April issue of Sharing the Victory magazine. The cover story is on the 2008 National League MVP, Albert Pujols. If you've never read Sharing the Victory magazine, then here's your opportunity. We want to give you a free copy of the April issue. Just give us a call at our toll-free number, 866-788-5031. Again, that's 866-788-5031. Coming up next, you're going to get a taste of what it's like to minister to coaches and athletes in the inner city.
FCA is a medium of introducing Christ to so many young men and women.
We're just getting warmed up, so keep it right here on FCA's national radio program, Sharing the Victory.
When it comes to your sport, you can compete with
heart.
You can compete with
soul.
You can play
inside out.
FCA camps, a time of inspiration and perspiration for athletes and coaches who want to reach their full potential. Call 866-269-2267. That's 866-269-2267, or go to fcacamps.org. That's fcacamps.org. Not only is sharingthevictoryradio.com the place to listen to past programs and subscribe to receive the free podcast, sharingthevictoryradio.com is also the place that links you to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes to learn more about how God is using the largest sports ministry in the world. Also, you'll get access to the online version of Sharing the Victory magazine. Check us out today at sharingthevictoryradio.com. That's sharingthevictoryradio.com.
Hi, this is Sal Bando, formerly of the Oakland A's. You are enjoying Sharing the Victory with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
It's a privilege and honor to have not only the FCA Urban Director in Nashville, Lee Brown, with us, but also a very good friend of mine, a man I have tremendous respect for. Lee Brown, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Well, Lee, you had a storied career yourself out of Grenada, Mississippi, and you went on to Jackson State in the mid to late 1960s. A basketball football star like you really only had one choice, to go to a predominantly black college. We really wanted to highlight the urban ministry in Nashville because, as I mentioned, you're the urban director for FCA. And, you know, I've often felt like the inner city was made for FCA.
Mm-hmm.
And FCA was made for the inner city because it's got the two ingredients that are very important to us. Lots of churches, mm-hmm, and sports, mm-hmm, galore. What's your thoughts on the investment that FCA is and should be making in the inner city?
Well, I agree with you and everything you said, and FCA is a medium of introducing Christ to so many young men and women. And in the inner city, the situations are unique. A lot of our young people, our families are different now than they used to be, and they don't have the family unit in, mm-hmm, place like it used to be. Mm-hmm. And so FCA, the coach is a lot of times a father, a mother figure. Mm-hmm. And so with FCA, we can share the love of Christ and get them connected to a church. So God is really using the influence of a coach and athletes to present him.
You know, Lee, when we think of the inner city, we think of the larger cities, New York and L.A. and Atlanta and Philadelphia and those places. But even a more of a mid-sized city, a relatively conservative city like Nashville, Tennessee, you have an inner city and a lot of the same problems that go on in big cities. It's got to be a challenge for you, and yet you've been there for years. What keeps you going?
Well, the first thing that keeps me going is God's call, you know, and I know that God has called me to this ministry. And what's interesting to me is that all the years that I was an athlete and all the years that I coached, God was preparing me to minister to coaches and athletes. And I didn't get that at first. As a matter of fact, it took me a while to get it. But now that I've gotten it, I have a passion to help others who it's hard to get it, to get it.
Hmm.
So that has been my passion.
Hmm. Well, Lee Brown, first of all, we just want to thank you for your heart and your soul for the inner city. And has there been a portion of Scripture as we close here today that's really ignited you, that keeps you going, that keeps building that fire when so many others would just flee from that situation? Anything from the Word of God that's just nailed you and just kept you alive and moving hard?
Yes, my life Scripture is Galatians 6:9. And before I came on staff with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, I was a teacher and a coach, and God allowed me to work actually with some severely emotionally disturbed kids. And it took me a little bit away from my desire to coach. And during that time, I adopted Galatians 6:9, and the NIV version said, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest, mm-hmm, if you don't give up." King James said, "If you faint not." And I remember taping that scripture on the wall near my desk in the gymnasium where I worked, and I would frequently glance at that scripture. That scripture is now on my business card with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, because it's four things about that scripture that just helped me through each day. One is keep doing good. Mm-hmm. Number two is don't grow weary. Number three is don't give up. And the fourth and most important is God's promise: I will reap a harvest.
Amen. Wow. I love it. And I love the harvest that God has been reaping through. I've been down there in Nashville with you to minister the gospel, and I see what God has done through a man like you all across that city, particularly in the inner city. Well, God bless you, Lee Brown, for being our representative today on FCA Across America.
Thank you very much, and God bless you as well.
Don't go anywhere else, because we're going to have some fun in our next segment. I got Ken Hutchison on the hot seat. Ken is a former football player and now a popular speaker and pastor in the state of Washington. His responses to some tough questions are next when Sharing the Victory continues.
Here's a quick hit from Texas Rangers outfielder Josh Hamilton.
I went for the worldly things, you know, when I got drafted and got money, and it was never satisfying, and pretty much almost lost everything I had, and God was right there waiting for me to come back to him, and I'm so happy he is a God that you know, you can have more than one chance with. His mercy and grace was just has been so astonishing to me.
Quick hit from FCA.
Serving.
Integrity.
Teamwork.
Excellence.
These are the core values of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Get an in-depth look at each value from select contributors such as Tony Dungy, John Wooden, Laura Wilkinson, John Kitna, Betsy King, and Les Steckel. The four-book set is available now at FCA.org. This book series will be an excellent resource for high school, college, and professional athletes and fans at all levels. The Core Values book series available at FCA.org. That's FCA.org.
Hi, I'm Pat Williams, Senior Vice President of the Orlando Magic. Just reminding you, you're listening to the FCA's Sharing the Victory.
We are honored today to have as our guest Dr. Ken Hutcherson, Senior Pastor at Antioch Bible Church in the state of Washington. Dr. Hutcherson, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Oh, it's my pleasure being with you today.
Dr. Hutcherson, we've heard so much about you here in recent years, but I think a number of people need to be familiar with why we're having you on the show as well today, and that is you are a great athlete out of the state of Alabama, Anniston, Alabama, and you went on to a National Football League career for a few years at least. You're a man who has varied interest. And you have really studied and researched, and you've been very outspoken about a number of things. if you wouldn't mind, I'd just kind of like to go down a list here.
Sure.
With you. And if you can give me just like a one-sentence answer to it, I think you're capable of doing that. Let's just talk about a few things. Number one, race relations in America.
I think that race relations in America is very poorly dealt with for the simple reason that people want to agree that we will be attracted by our own kinds. And I think that churches have tremendously gone wrong in that. God expects the church to be the first place to be integrated. And 11 o'clock on Sunday morning is the most segregated hour in America.
How about same-sex marriage?
The Bible says that marriage between a man and a woman. And since the Bible says that marriage is between no one else, there's no other options for me.
Amen. How about the homosexual being considered as the today's new African-American when it comes to civil rights legislation?
Absolutely not. Look, I know a lot of ex-homosexuals. I don't know any ex-blacks. Michael Jackson couldn't even accomplish that.
Okay. How about politics? Where do politics fit in the life of a Christian?
If a Christian don't understand that we are to be the salt of the earth inside the four walls of the church and outside the four walls of the church, then they're not really living their Christian influence to influence people. The number one thing that's most important is that if someone wants to call me political because I'm pushing the biblical point of view on society, society is trying to push their MR views on me, then let it call it political. I call it being faithful to God's call.
How about the silent sin of pornography and the ability of the body of Christ in America today, the American church, to deal with it?
It boils down to one thing, accountability. If you're not truth to yourself first, you're not going to be truthful to anyone else. My philosophy is when we teach accountability is you're the first one to know if you're going to do something wrong. And if you can't, between you and God, work it out, all of the accountability in the world is not going to work.
Athletics today, there's two ways of doing sports, God's way, man's way. What does it mean to do sports God's way?
To do sports God's way is every play you play for the glory of God, regardless if you're tired or not. You stay inside the bounds of the rules, and you just be the best that you could ever be. Make sure you're in shape. You make sure you know the playbook. You make sure you run it the way it is. And on the top, if you're a great player for God, man is always going to see you as a great player.
The Bible talks about adoption, Ephesians chapter 1, that God in his incredible love and choice chose people, predestined people from the beginning of time to be adopted into his family. Tell us a little bit about how you see adoption in this world today and how Christians can use that parallel from Scripture in real-life adoptive situations.
Well, you got to understand something. I think that the average Christian don't understand that adoption is one of the most prejudicial practices in the United States and the world today. African-American babies, foreign babies, Caucasian babies are all adopted at different prices. And what the church needs to do is to step in to make sure that those children are going to have loving homes and people are not going to be discriminated against. The most discrimination in the world today is a white couple trying to adopt a white child. They are charged 10 times more than anyone else, and that's just wrong. And I said it over and over and over again, the biggest problem I got is white couples not understanding that they're being discriminated against. I mean, whites have been in control for so long that they can be discriminated against and think it's a privilege. And until they wake up and say, we're not going to take it anymore, adoption's never going to be done the way it should be. And that's why we do it for free here at Antioch.
Okay, one more, Dr. Hutchison. You are African-American.
I am.
Your wife is white.
Yes, she is.
Talk to us biblically about interracial marriages.
The only interracial marriage that God sees is a non-believer and a believer trying to marry. That's the wrong in the Bible. Anything else, both of you believers, God says go for it because he died for both of you.
Well, Dr. Hutchison, I want to thank you for allowing me to address you with some rapid fire, ESPN style, and thank you for being able to nail those things the way you have. And I think it's a great lesson. You know, there are a lot of issues out there that particularly men, spiritual leaders in this country, need to be able to address. You know, we men tend to get on talk radio and yak away about all kinds of things in the sports world or the weather or the politics and so forth. But when it really comes down to the matters of the faith and how that should be launched into the public square, we tend to go strangely silent. And I appreciate the fact that you've researched, you've thought through things, and you seek wisdom and counsel from the Word of God.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure being with you today.
God bless you. Our guest today has been Dr. Ken Hutchison, former National Football League player, the very popular, outspoken senior pastor at Antioch Bible Church in the state of Washington, doing some great stuff for the Lord. Dr. Hutchison, thanks again for joining us.
My pleasure.
Don't forget to check us out online at sharingthevictoryradio.com. We have all of our past programs archived as well as some selected interviews. In fact, we've posted the full interview with Ken Hutchison. Everything's just a click away at sharingthevictoryradio.com. Former NFL and college football coach Les Steckel, our FCA president, has some thoughts on Easter, and we'll hear from him next. You're listening to FCA's weekly radio program, Sharing the Victory.
Here's a quick hit from San Francisco Giants pitcher Jeremy Affeck.
I make sure when I get up in the morning that I get into the Bible, man. I got to read the Word of God. A lot of how he talks to us is definitely through Scripture, and for me, to build myself up and meditate day and night on that word, man, that's where success comes from. And he knows the heart of all men, so you don't have to lie, you don't have to be afraid of him, you don't have to try to hide what's really happening.
Quick hit from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Next weekend on Sharing the Victory, professional golfer Mark Wilson discusses a decision he made on the course at a PGA tournament that demonstrated integrity and forgiveness. And you'll hear from the head baseball coach at Sam Houston State University, Mark Johnson.
I bought a lot of motivational books and all of those things that all coaches do to make them better coaches, but without question, the Bible is the best of them all.
Make plans to join us next weekend for Sharing the Victory.
I hope you're having a wonderful Easter weekend. Hi, I'm Ron Brown, your host on Sharing the Victory. It's time now for Coach's Corner with FCA President Les Steckel.
Yesterday was Good Friday. Sunday is Easter. The contrast of these 2 days, it's unparalleled. Good Friday for us as Christians is a solemn day. Many of us spend it in fasting, prayer, and in meditation because of the suffering and death of Jesus on the cross. Easter, of course, marks Jesus' resurrection from the dead, and it's a time of glorious celebration and gratitude. Good Friday is called Black Friday in some places. Its mood is somber and quite silent. Often on Good Friday, the sky is as dark and black as it was the day Christ died in our place for our sins. Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ, and its horrific scenes of the brutal whippings and agonizing death Christ endured has made Good Friday all the more vivid in our minds. But Easter Sunday becomes a time of great joy, large choirs, triumphant church services and music, bright colored new clothes, and laughter-filled family gatherings. This transformation is all due to a loving God who is also just and must punish sin. Therefore, he sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, to earth to take on the sins of all mankind who trust in him so that our sins would not keep us from experiencing eternity with Jesus and God the Father. Jesus, who was totally without sin, became the perfect and only sacrifice, that spotless Lamb of God who could absorb the enormous penalty for all our sins. And then he arose victorious over death and the grave. The Lord has promised us, too, life forever with him if we confess our sins and have faith in him alone. This Saturday is the day between the death and the resurrection of Christ. Unfortunately, many people live their lives as if they're permanently mired in this Saturday, this zone between the realizing they too will die, but refusing to acknowledge what Christ has made available to them. They may even acknowledge that the story of the life and death of Jesus Christ is true and accurate, but they haven't claimed the victory over death that Christ freely gives to all who receive him as Savior and Lord. Whether their choice is due to a lack of knowledge about Christ's ultimate purpose or fear of losing control of their life or something else, you and I know of people, even family, who have not yet made the decision to fully surrender to Jesus Christ. May I say, there's no better time than this weekend to explain to folks who we love yet are still lost what they can experience when they choose to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Will you look for that opportunity to share the hope that is within you? It has been said that silence is a sin. Let's be bold and share our Savior. Celebrate Easter. It's truly a day of eternal victory for those who proclaim the name of Jesus. This is Coach Les Steckel, President of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Godspeed.
Please make plans to join us next week. We'll have PGA golfer Mark Wilson. We'll also have baseball coach at Sam Houston State, Mark Johnson, with us, and Gary Kramer, FCA chaplain for the University of Alabama. Have a blessed Easter. And remember, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? From all of us here at Sharing the Victory, have a wonderful Easter.
St. Louis Cardinals All-Star Albert Pujols is on the cover of the April issue of Sharing the Victory magazine, and we'd love to give you a free copy. Just give us a call at our toll-free number, and we'll send it right to you. The number is 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. You can link to the online version of the magazine and to all the other ministries at FCA by going to sharingthevictoryradio.com. Once again, that's sharingthevictoryradio.com. Thanks for listening today, and all of us here at Sharing the Victory hope you have a wonderful Easter. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.